On Butler University Week, computer intelligence can take many forms. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John McGrath, professor of religion, looks into artificial wisdom.
Although it doesn't resemble the artificial intelligence depicted in science fiction, computer science has made enormous advances in AI, as can be seen from improved search engine results, the way that outlets like Amazon and YouTube recommend other items we might like, and the progress that has been made on driverless cars and computers that play chess and other games. Intelligence can be challenging to define, but inasmuch as it involves the manipulation and interpretation of data, there are many ways in which machines today can do that, and often can do it at scales and speeds that no human could ever hope to compete with. If we turn our attention to wisdom rather than intelligence, the challenge of coming up with a definition is no less. But whether we define wisdom as discernment, ethics, or in some other way, it is clear that computers lag far behind humans. It is not immediately clear why that should be the case, but the effort to program human ethical values into machines, for instance, autonomous vehicles, and to see where biases of programmers and human users influence the outputs of algorithms, for instance, in the case of search engine results, provides a useful opportunity to explore what it means to make wise, ethical decisions. Computers can weigh far more data than any human being could ever hope to the extent that considering as much relevant data as possible is ethically important, machines have something useful to contribute to our ethical pursuits. On the other hand, the effort to decide what it means to use data and computational results ethically and discover why supposedly unbiased machines do not always provide morally acceptable outcomes can teach us a lot about our human ethical reasoning, as well as hopefully achieve more just outcomes in future computational endeavors.
That was John McGrath of Butler University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.